All right, for fun, I want to know what people could tell us about Kennesaw State without looking it up. Without looking it up, because Kennesaw State last night won a, as Cater put it, how did they win this game kind of game over undefeated Liberty. Here is what people have told us about Kennesaw State. Yeah. Actually, I think it might have been for Liberty because they had a big showdown game coming up.
Well, they played Jackson State.
And Jackson State's in first place, right?
Jacksonville State.
Yes, Rich Rod.
And yes, they are in first place with Western Kentucky.
It was going to be a big showdown game, but now Kennesaw. Nobody just walks into Kennesaw. Here we go. Here's what people know about Kennesaw State without looking it up. Kenna what? Kenna who? That's from an unnamed texter. I know that the school's name starts with a K. That's from Matt in a truck.
Those are facts.
Jennifer C. writes in, suburb of Atlanta. Unnamed texter, they were recently in the NCAA tournament for the first time. Unnamed texter, go Atlantic Sun Conference. Watch out, North Florida. Okay, is the next Conference USA? It's Conference USA, right?
Yes.
Bron Breakker from WWE played football there. That's Rick Steiner's son.
It's Scott Steiner's son, I believe. But, okay, I did not know that's where he played.
All right. Kennesaw State had a guy who played football and golf on their roster a couple years ago. That's from Garrett in a van. Is that true? That's awesome. Is his name Awani Al-Shafi? No. Kennesaw State is the team that I rebuilt at NCAA 25, LOL. My cousin goes there and his father worked there. That's from an unnamed texter. I know they're a one-star program on College Football 25. That's from an unnamed texter.
Gotten that text a few times.
So here's the thing about, they just made the jump from FCS to FBS. So they just, this was a big deal because, I mean, it's basically, you know, their first foray into Division One football, high Division One football, and they got to win. A girl I coached in basketball just went there to play lacrosse on scholarship. That's from Arizona, Eric. So there you go, some Kennesaw State facts. Here's the one that Jimmy, our boss, who couldn't wait to come running in here because he's Georgia Jimmy and he knows all about Kennesaw. He told us earlier today one fact about Kennesaw. That up until recently, they were known as the Kennesaw State Hooters.
It's fantastic.
And then someone built a restaurant near campus and they decided that they didn't want to be associated with the restaurant with the same name. And so they changed and they were called the Hooters as their mascot was an owl. Now they are simply the Owls. They are no longer the Kennesaw State Hooters.
They also considered Applebee's.
Kennesaw State Applebee's?
Yeah, they wanted to feel good in the neighborhood.
I know a shift manager they can hire.
Yeah.
Coming up today, speaking of Applebee's and Hooters, coming up today at 12:35, another edition of Are You Going to Eat That?
Yes.
If I can touch them, they're real to me, Doug.
All right, so we got this text, and it's coming. It's like every day we get something like this, and I want to address it here. From an unnamed texter, not sure if you guys heard anything, but I'm hearing about Myles Garrett possibly to Chicago. If that happens, Brad Holmes loses a ton of credibility. Okay. Couple things here. One is, as always, where did you hear that? Was it the YouTubes? Is that where you heard it? Two is, if that happens, Brad Holmes loses a ton of credibility. Are we about to do this all over again?
Yeah, I mean, people, it's funny because there are a million of these articles that pop up on your feed, right? Whether it's just a Google feed or whatever. And when you look at the source of these things, they're the most ridiculous. It's not even a source. It's just somebody who might have a blog or something like that that says, hey, you know what I think would look good? I propose that this trade happens. I propose that the Bears go all in and try to land Myles Garrett. It doesn't come from any kind of sources tell me that this is what's going to happen. It's a totally concocted trade rumor by somebody on the Blogiverse.
But if they don't get Myles Garrett, are we going to do the taking calls for weeks about Brad Holmes should have made a trade?
If, and Doug, I say if a player like Myles Garrett or Max Crosby does get traded and they don't land in Detroit, yes, we will field calls ad nauseum that the Lions missed out, that they should have gone after him, that they should have outbid. And I will understand the ire of fans if that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because they should be involved in trade discussions with those teams if those players are available.
I guess there's just so many storylines that come up that it's like, all right, this doesn't look great that a player that could help him might get to some other team. But we also don't know if that player fits their scheme, if that player has some red flags, if that player is going to destroy their cap, if that player is going to cost them an extension to, you know, a Kirby Joseph and Brian Branch. Like, there's all kinds of ramifications that go into this. Brad Holmes is not illogical, is he? Do we think he's illogical?
No, I think he's quite logical.
We think he's quite logical. So wouldn't if he passed on a player like he did last year, it feels to me like people think he must be illogical. And I guess I just don't see it that way. He hasn't shown us he's illogical. Now, he can make mistakes. He's not infallible. Let me be clear on that. I just think that odds are, if he passes on something that's out there, it's probably because it doesn't make sense for the Lions. It might make sense for another team, but it doesn't make sense for the Lions. Now, he's certainly more open to the criticism if deals like these go down and they never win a Super Bowl. They never win a Super Bowl. Then I'll be on board. But I mean, calling the shot before it happens with a guy who's been almost nothing but good and says he loses a ton of credibility. And what do we have the one yesterday? We're asleep at the wheel. I'm like, are we asleep at the wheel?
Wake up.
Are we asleep at the wheel? Would he lose a ton of credibility? Or does it all come down about whether or not he wins a Super Bowl or more than one in Detroit? Because, okay, if they don't win this one, but it locking their guys up and the continued maturation, they win multiple Super Bowls moving forward. Because, like, here's what's not going to happen. Brad Holmes is going to be around for a while. So Brad Holmes is going to get multiple chances to do this. But I don't know. I'm not stoked to do the trade deadline shows again, that Brad Holmes will lose a ton of credibility. Because the implication is he's illogical. Why would we think he's illogical?
Well, it's until I hear that players of that ilk are actually available, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not going to get excited. Now, again, from a logic standpoint, if you're Cleveland or you're the Raiders, could you logically tell yourself that moving either of those players makes any sense? I mean, you can, but you're talking about an absolute king's ransom in return to move a Crosby or a Garrett, and I just don't see it happening. Teams hang on to players like that. I mean, Carolina held on to Brian Burns amid getting, you know, offers of two first-round picks. When they finally dealt him, they waited too long, and they didn't get nearly as much.
248-539-9797. All right, Ben Johnson just said something in practice with the press, with the media, about what's going on in practice that made me go, no way. We'll get to that today at 12:20. Plus, I mean, if Brad Holmes doesn't make a big move and others do, does he lose a ton of credibility, as that guy said? Or do you trust him? I still fall in the trust him category. We shall see.